Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, welcome back, everybody, to Thinks Out Loud. This is our 19th episode, and we talk about all the internet marketing expertise your business needs here. So thanks so much for tuning in, as ever. I think we've got a really terrific show for you today. Starting right off, we're going to go into headlines. And we're going to start with a look that BuzzFeed has about how teens are taking over the tech world. Specifically, what they talk about is Snapchat, which is an app that you may be familiar with. If you've got kids who are in high school, I guarantee you're familiar with Snapchat already, which is a photo sharing site that lets kids take pictures of their friends or themselves and share them with individuals who they want to. But the picture only lasts for a very brief period on the other person's phone. It's like 6 seconds or something. And people use it to do almost a visual dialogue of what's going on with them right now. So they take stupid pictures of themselves or silly pictures of themselves and send them to their friends. And their friend sends a picture back. And it starts this whole dialogue. And what's interesting is that BuzzFeed rightly points out that teens get it. As they say, the teens are always right. As many marketers have known for years, the younger demographics will often point you to where things need to go. And when it comes to tech, there's no question teens are always right. They're pointing you to where technology is going, where online marketing is going, where digital marketing is going. As I like to say, they're time travelers. They live in the future. Now, the future might only be 15 minutes from now in some cases. In some cases, it may be a year from now. In some cases, it might be 3 or 4 years from now. But teens are definitely living in the future for sure. And when you talk about innovations and things that occur that drive where we go forward, teens do tend to lead the way. You look at mobile phones. Obviously, texting was big among teens before it was big among anyone else. You look at Facebook, which obviously it had the built-in thing of starting on college campuses and then moving to high schools. But the point is that it clearly took hold among the youth segment first. You look at Twitter. Apart from a very small number of Uber nerds, and I would include myself as one of them to a degree, it really took off among kids before it took off among the mainstream. And you could argue that it still is bigger among kids than it is among the mainstream. But as you look at the things that you do, or you look where you might be marketing to your customers in the future, you need to look at where the teens are today. If for no other reason, then the teens probably are your customer just a couple years from now, if they're not already. You know, depending on what you sell, you have to remember, if it's something that you expect to be selling in the marketplace for the next 3 to 5 years, well, somebody who's in their, college years today could be a customer of yours just a couple of years from now when they're in the professional world. So it's something worth watching to see where teens are going. Now, with that, that's why it becomes very hard to predict where future tech is going to occur. For instance, Apple Insider has a thing that looks at an Apple patent filing where they're going to create an iWatch with a flexible touchscreen display. And the Next Web has an interesting piece that talks about how Google wants to make its Google Glasses really cool. Well, I would argue that until teens can actually buy the thing and use the thing, you can't really say with confidence whether or not it's going to hit. Because you got to see what they're going to want to do. You got to see what they're going to want to wear and what they're going to want to use. And if they want to, and they do, then everyone will have Google Glasses before too long. And everyone will have the iWatch or the Apple Watch or whatever it happens to be. To that end, The Hollywood Reporter, of all places, has an article that talks about how Nielsen is expanding the definition of TV viewing. Now, we've been watching TV for about 60 years, and Nielsen is finally saying, well, TV is more than what we've always called it. It also includes people who are watching video on broadband, on iPads, on Xboxes. They get that TV as we once knew it isn't what it used to be. It's something more than that. It's something consumers consume when they choose to, where they choose to, and on the devices they choose to. And it's something that if you look at kids, kids have been telling us that for some time. You look at the people who are big on YouTube that kids love, right? Teenagers got it a while ago. There are people like Dan Is Not On Fire and Charlie McDonnell on YouTube who've been big for some time that kids have been following that most adults have never even heard of. You talk about somebody like Charlie McDonnell. Charlie has over 274 million views on YouTube. And I suspect that many of you folks have never even heard of him. That's okay. I hadn't either till my kids turned me onto him. And candidly, I don't know that I'd even see the appeal. Honestly, no offense, Charlie. You're awesome. Love you, babe. But, you know, not my thing. But I don't suspect I'm your target audience either. So we're probably cool. But the point is, teens get it. Teens were there long before we were. And what's cool about this is that it just goes to show that where kids go are where adults follow. And that's pretty much going to be true for digital marketing as it has always been true for digital marketing. There's simply no case that I can think of where the older set didn't pick up this stuff from their kids. And when I say their kids, it could be their friends' kids. It could be anybody. But you learn from the people around you and from the younger folks, typically. The younger folks, gosh, listen to me. I sound like I'm 700 years old. You get my point, though. Now, ironically, Ad Age has a funny piece today. Not a funny piece. Ad Age has a piece about a funny thing today. There's an agency that went ahead and redesigned their website to look like thefacebook.com. You know, for those of you who've seen the movie The Social Network or read the book or things, The Accidental Billionaires, or are familiar with the story of Facebook, you know that before it was Facebook, it was thefacebook.com. And this agency, a company by the name of Attention, actually created their website, redesigned their website to look like the Facebook. And apparently they're going to roll out another version of it in pretty soon that will look like AOL Instant Messenger. And then they're going to bring out a version that looks like Friendster. So, I mean, they're really saying, look, where the kids were on social is clearly the sort of thing that has to happen and has to go forward. Now, of course, the downside of social is something we saw this week. If you took a look on Twitter, you may have seen Burger King got hacked. Burger King took a beating for a couple days or for a day when somebody hijacked their account and tweeted as Burger King all this really, you know, stupid and ridiculous stuff for a couple days. Or excuse me, for the better part of a day. I actually had a blog post up earlier this week that talked about how you can survive getting your social accounts hacked. And I'll recap those quickly as part of our tip for today. But the first one is first and foremost, make sure you've got a plan. You got to know what you're going to do in advance for you to have the ability to recover quickly. You know, if you were to get hacked today, what would you do? It's far better to know that the answer to that question the day before you get hacked than it is to try to figure it out the day you do get hacked. Another thing that you need to do is be very upfront about what's happening. Be very clear with your customers, with your friends and your fans and your followers, what happened with your account and what's going on there. How can you do that? Well, you can do that by using alternate channels. So if it's Twitter that gets hacked, you know, pay attention to use Facebook to communicate with your friends and your followers. Use your website. I have talked for years about a hub and spoke strategy for how you manage your web presence. And this is the reason why you need to do it, because sometimes some channels aren't going to be available to you. It's becoming popular now to say that those other social outposts are not things you own, but are rather things you rent. I have said that for some time, that they are not yours. They're places where you can use to tell your story, but they're not your place, and you got to remember that. And then the last thing with regard to all of this is, you know, this can happen to anybody. If it can happen to Burger King, it can happen to you. So don't stress about it too much. Just make sure you got a plan. Make sure you communicate with your friends and fans and followers. And make sure that you've got alternate channels to communicate with those people while you work through the challenge. And you'll get through it. I have been through it myself. I can tell you it isn't the most fun thing in the world, but you'll survive. And that would be my tip for you this week. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, I see we're running a little short of time, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap up. But as ever, you can review the show notes for this show on timpeter.com/blog, and you can subscribe to the podcast on timpeter.com/blog and look for podcasts over in the right-hand side. You can go ahead and search for Thinks Out Loud on iTunes. And of course, you can get this via email as well. And you can find that on timpeter.com/blog. So with that, if you have any questions, we'd love to hear from you. If there's anything you want to talk about, please do let me know. I can be reached at podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that's podcast@timpeter.com. And as ever, I really want to thank you so much for tuning in. It's always great to have you here on Thinks Out Loud. And I'll look forward to talking with you again real soon. Have a great week, everybody.